From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. With fire danger rampant, the Utah Division of Water Resources is asking people to stay mindful this holiday weekend. KUER's Ashley Orduña has more.
Hundreds of thousands of acres have burned in Utah this year. State Forester Jamie Barnes says with Utah's historic drought, they're anticipating an ongoing busy fire season.
It's drier than it normally is at this time of year. So I would caution people that things that normally they think would not cause a wildfire at this time of year will cause a wildfire.
She says they're also seeing fires that are burning land quickly. It's estimated that the Cottonwood Fire moved at 1,000 acres burned per hour. Barnes says they're hoping for a monsoon to bring in some wet weather and help slow down fire starts. But that's still uncertain. Reservoirs are 15% lower compared to last year, and officials are watching these dip sites for firefighting efforts as the season continues. Ashley Orduña, KUER News.
Utah State Parks are offering bounce back passes for people who celebrate the 4th of July there. Jamie Barnes is the Utah State Forester. At a press conference last week, she said this is the year to celebrate the holiday differently.
The idea is simple. Choose a celebration that does not start a fire.
Barnes says they want Utahns to enjoy the day, so they're inviting people to spend the 4th at a park instead of lighting fireworks. Then they'll get another free day to come back. The extra pass will be valid at any Utah State Park between August 3rd and 6th. Utahns might not see a rate hike in their power bills through 2028. That's because of a settlement Rocky Mountain Power filed this week. It's been a long fight. In 2024, the utility proposed a 30% rate jump, but dropped it to 18% after public pushback. It said it needed more funds to pay for infrastructure, fuel, and increased wildfire risks. The Public Service Commission denied the increase, and the case was headed to the Utah Supreme Court. Now, with this new settlement, House Speaker Mike Schultz told Fox 13 that he was pleased to see this resolved. You're listening to KUER News.